Jesus' name, amen. On the second part of this presentation, did you like this presentation? Do you want to get a copy of it? Well, what happens is this right here. I don't have any copies, but you can go to my website at projectlatterrain.org and order a copy, and I can mail it to you. I'll give you the details later. But can we do a favor? Can you do me a favor? Because of the video that I'm showing, you may not be able to see it. Can we make this row the last row? And those of you that are sitting back and come sit right here and down, I want to make sure you don't miss this. All right. And I will end this at approximately 4:30. Amen. Can you make this row right here where I'm standing at, the last row? I got to stand here so you can see, okay? Anybody sitting behind, in front of me, need you to come down just a little closer. Amen. All right, just come closer. All right, I know you like this.
Making us all get closer.
Yes, get closer. Amen. Get closer. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. That's so cooperative. I like that. All right. We had a word of prayer, right?
Amen.
Okay, let's get to the PowerPoint. Let's get to my screen. Now, what happens is this right here, because I'm having a problem with my video thing, All right. Now, can we get it on the PowerPoint? All right. Now, we got to talk about this because now we're going to get into the lyrical aspect of this because this is very serious. Turn with me to the book of Matthew. Let's look at Mark chapter 7. Can you see that video right there? Can you see it? Yes, you can see it. That's the biggest I can get it. I got to work with that. I don't know what's going on with it, but now you got to get these things digitized now. So watch this right here. Mark chapter 7 and verse 20. Mark 7 and verse 20. Now we're going to talk about this because let me just show you what's happening when you're listening to the devil's music. And let me just say this. We're not even going to call it hip hop no more. We're just going to call it the devil's music. Do you understand this right here? Because you're listening to the music of the devil, and the music that comes from the devil is that which will lead you back to the devil. Am I right, somebody? But the music that comes from Christ is that which will bring you back to Jesus. Do you understand this right here? So the music you're listening to will determine your destiny of heaven or hell. Do you understand that? Jesus said there should be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, and even if hip-hop is not your genre, think about any secular music that you listen to, and I'm going to ask you some questions. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 7 and Mark 7 verse 20, and he said, "That which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, for out of the heart, the Bible says, proceeds what kind of thoughts? Adulteries, fornications, and what, somebody? Murders, verse 22, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blaspheming, pride, and what else, somebody? Foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they do what, somebody? So when you sing in lyrics about sin, it defiles you. Do you understand this right here? And the Bible says, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God, what, somebody? Destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. And when it comes to the music that you're listening to, you must understand that your body is a temple, including your ears. Am I right, somebody? And in the sanctuary, the Holy of Holies had the Ark of the Covenant. Am I right, somebody? Where the presence of God dwelt at. And the Ark of the Covenant, where God wants to sit in with our lives, is our brains. Am I right? So the music you listen to determines whether it's the Shekinah glory, have mercy, or the devil in your mind. Let's look at Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. See, I'm praying one day I could preach this at a camp meeting. Because brothers and sisters, where we have 100 folk in here, we need 100,000 listening to this. Am I right, somebody? Now, watch this right here. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19, the Bible says, now the works of the flesh are these, which are manifest. Adultery. What else? Uncleanness. Lasciviousness. Idolatry. Witchcraft. Hatred. Variance. Emulations. Wrath. Seditions. Heresies. Envyings. Murders. Drunkenness. Revelings. And such like, of which I tell you before, as I've told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of what, somebody? God. So if you are practicing these things, you're not going to heaven. But if you're listening to music that glorifies these things, it's going to cause you to miss out on heaven too. So this is a very important presentation. Now, I don't have to put the sound up. You're going to just see the lyrics. Now, in this section right here, I don't know how to get this. I don't know how to do it. I don't know why, but let me just get it. This is a no advice. And look at this right here. She's gone on the blanking on the gang and kicking her out, put that blank in her mouth. You see, I don't even need to read no more. It's defiling. Are you with me? Adultery is being put forth. And then what's so bad? I mean, the music is messed up. Look at his face. You want your child looking like that? Am I right, somebody? So let's look at the lyrics that you're listening to, whether it's rap or whatever kind of music. Just compare the lyrics with the Bible. Am I right, somebody? Compare the lyrics to Jesus. Oh, man, I'm not even going to read this. This is terrible. But I just wanted to.
Future.
Called, the name of the song is called Low Life. Low Life. And it says, yay, they're stereotyping because, I'm going to go, okay, I'm going to let him talk. I tell you, these demonic spirits are not discriminating. Are you with me? I'm telling you. Now, this guy right here is not a Seventh-day Adventist, but he's a good friend of Dr. Eric Walsh. And this is, he does this on here. So what happens is, in this song right here, it says, because they show a N keeping 10 rifles, and they know a N, talking about a Negro, keep 10 snipers, keep a baby bottle like we're wearing diapers. Yay, they stereotype it, because they know a blank keep 20 rifles. What's that talking about? 20 snipers. And it says, and they know a N keep 10 wifeys. Talking about 10 women. And yet the minds of the young people are being influenced by music of the devil. Have mercy. Now watch this right here. This is fornication. Little Uzi Vert, have mercy. Look at these names. Yeah, all right, all right. You know, you're right, I was wrong. I should have never took her home. I should have just kept boned on fantasy on my phone and all this kind of stuff. And it's talking about fornications in there, knowing that he was wrong. You see these lyrics? And when you're singing this stuff, guess what it's doing? It's defiling you. Do you understand this right here? We're just giving you some examples of how this music is defiling. Now, watch this. Uncleanness. Now, look at this right here. This is Lil Wayne. Have mercy. The guy talking about went to heaven and slept with an angel. He says right here, I'm too legit. I sleep on a crucifix. You see that right there? He said he sleeps on a crucifix. Mimicking Christ. Have mercy. It says, I wake up cranky and turn into a lunatic. They shoot my cuss word behind orange juice and grits. Uzi clip. I need another Uzi clip. You know what an Uzi is? It's a gun, brothers and sisters. And it says, I'm for too real. Your head just like a souvenir. She want to get it off her chest, but her breast too big. Have mercy. And it says, I'm bumping Carter S. on an iPod. I ain't gonna read all these curse words and stuff like that, but the bottom line it says right here, I said you're cray means you're crazy. But she said you too humble. I said for you too, bae. She said you too sweet. Then I asked her, does she go both ways? In other words, are you a homosexual or you're a heterosexual? Do you go both ways? And then she says, like they said, that love is on a two-way street. What sin are they promoting? homosexuality through the lyric. But what happens is because they're so used to listening to their favorite artists, guess what? They become numb to it. Look at this right here. This is terrible. Uncleanness. Look at this right here. You know what? I ain't gonna read. You know Kim Kardashian, right? She's too nasty. Watch this right here. Drake. Oh, this is a terrible song. These songs are so terrible, I can't even read this stuff to you. But these are the gods of the heathen. Do you understand this right here? These are the gods that have influence and are influencing your children. But guess where they got their inspiration from? They got their inspiration from those who sang in the 70s, the 80s, and the 60s. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
If you always ask these artists, who are your inspirations? They always go back to somebody when you were growing up. Do you understand this right here? So that tells me that Satan used their influence of the people in the 60s, and all the stuff in the 60s is all it is being cranked out in the 2010s as if it's going on like it was in the 60s. Do you understand this right here? The only difference is we don't have the Beatles, we don't have Jimi Hendrix, now we got Drake and all these demonic rappers. Are you with me? Do you see this, brothers and sisters? Let me continue on. I'm not going to, I can't even, I mean, this thing is so defiling, brothers and sisters, I can't even read the lyrics. That's how bad it is. Even when you take the words out and stuff like that, no sanctified tongue should be saying this kind of stuff. Am I right, somebody? But yet we got young people just bopping their heads and just saying those lyrics and stuff like that. No wonder the Bible becomes boring. Look at this idolatry right here. Now, this is talking about social media right here. Idolatry. You want me to let you listen to that?
Followers.
Let's put this up.
Followers?
This may work.
Followers following them where? 2 Corinthians 6 and 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath what? Light with what? DJ Khaled, most Christians in here follow him. And this man has denounced that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He says he's not.
Watch this.
The Weeknd. His song is representing idolatry. His song.
Who's this? Are you talking about?
Witchcraft.
Oh, this is Beyonce.
Beyonce.
You know who Beyonce is, right? You heard of Beyonce? Now, one of the works of the flesh is witchcraft. Now, we're not showing this to glorify anything, but we're showing this to make a point. Now, remember, a song is powerful. Am I right, somebody? But a song has more power when you put a video to it. Am I right, somebody? Let's look at this right here from Beyonce. And God, we need to pray for her.
Beyonce is getting very bold because she knows the Christians are going to keep defending her. So she went and got Nigeria's Lalo Sabanji to do a create a sacred ritual.
A Nigerian
Yorubi
thing.
Yoruba ritual called Ori in her song Lemonade, a real ritual. Actually painted them and everything. I'll show you a clip of this ritual that they're doing. Just raising
look at that
to a higher level and putting them in the listeners of the song. Full ritual. I mean, not even like fake.
That's a ritual. And people think this is so cute.
Huh. Casting a spell. That's from her.
You see that? You see that? Oh, but Beyonce, she just danced so good. She makes me feel good in my music, but yet puts witchcraft in their music. Do you understand this right here? See, back in the day, it was the rock music people that would put all that witchcraft, all that acid rock and stuff, but now you got the hip hop culture doing the same thing, and it's more accepted because that person makes me feel good when they dance. You see what the devil is doing, brothers and sisters? The works of the flesh are being glorified in all this music. And let me tell you this, we got a generation of young people on this planet that are disqualifying themselves for heaven. Do you understand this right here? Because the Bible says that there shall in no wise enter into heaven anything that defiles. Am I right, somebody? And this is defiling music. I don't even need to show you no more, but I'm just showing you enough for you to know that we need to let this stuff go. Am I right, somebody? Amen. Amen. So what we're gonna do? What we're gonna have to do is this right here, man. We're gonna have to boycott this stuff, amen? Amen. And let me tell you this right here. Now, I don't know how it is over in this part of God's vineyard, but let me tell you this right here. We can't be sending our children to these youth federations where this music is being played. Am I right, somebody? Amen? Because my children mean something to me. And what happens is just because it's a Christian gathering, you got to make sure that stuff is Christian that's going on in there. Am I right, somebody? Because let me tell you this right here, God's gonna hold us accountable on how we raise our children. Am I right, somebody? And if we are putting our children before stuff to be mesmerized by this stuff, God's gonna hold us into account. Do you understand this right here? And we gotta teach them right from wrong. Let me finish this up and then we're gonna close. I'm gonna close at 4:30. But I just wanted to show you what's out there so you can understand that we're going to have to shut the door, amen. Shut the door. Hip-hop culture, we talked about this already, but let me go ahead and finish this up because this is so deep. And then we can take some more questions. Now, listen to what the spirit of prophecy says. Now, the Bible says, quote, we already read this before. It says, quote, it's gonna come up. I just showed you a couple of these lyrics and stuff like that, not to glorify this stuff, but to let you know what's out there. Where you have one of these videos going on, you got 100 of them going on. And let me tell you this right now, YouTube, it's all out on YouTube. Love not the world, even the things which are in the world. This is an issue of heaven or what, somebody? Hell, because the Bible makes it very plain that one day we're gonna have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Is that what the Bible says? To answer for everything that we've done in our bodies. And let me tell you this right here, as you see the angels have written it all down. All these lyrics, all these things that people have been glorifying, they're all being written down by the recording angel. And sad to say, it's gonna be a sad day on Judgment Day when people of all races, every nation, kindred, tongue, and people would have realized that they disqualified themselves for heaven because of the music they patronized. Do you understand what I'm telling you, brothers and sisters? Do you understand what I'm saying? And what happens is the Bible says there should be weeping and wailing and gnashing of what, somebody? And then guess what? God in a panoramic view is gonna show them all of the influence behind all this music, and then they're gonna have to burn. Do you understand this right here? And I know that it is hot here in Bakersfield. Woo, 107, 100 and whatever, 109. But let me tell you something. Imagine 2,000 degrees in hell. Have mercy. And the Bible says that they're going to be roasting in that fire day and night because they didn't let the world go. I'm here to let you know that this is real. Because let me tell you this right here. I showed this to my class one time at Oakwood, and a student said, I should take it down because that's discouraging. Well, Jesus preached more about hell than anybody else in the Bible. Am I right, somebody? And let me tell you this right here. Somebody's going to go to hell. Do you understand this right here? But thank God somebody's going to go to heaven. Do you understand this right here? Amen? Somebody's going to go to an air-conditioned place called heaven. Am I right, somebody? Let's look at the book of Revelation 21, verse 27. Let's look at Revelation 21, verse 27. Now, what happens is if you really want to get the full presentation, you can get my DVD. I have a DVD. I don't have them with me. Plus, I won't have them for sale because of the Sabbath hours. But I have a DVD on this issue of hip-hop. I'm going to tell you. How many of you like to get a copy of my DVD on hip-hop? Okay, I will tell you how to get my DVD, and I will get it to you, okay? But what happens is this right here. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 27. Do you have it? Revelation 21 and verse 27. The Bible makes it very plain. In the book of Revelation chapter 21 and verse 27, it says, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that does what, somebody? All the things we read in Mark 7 in the works of the flesh defile. Am I right, somebody? No defiling music will enter into heaven. The Bible says, there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written where? In the Lamb's book of life. Do you understand that, brothers and sisters? This is what we want you to do. Why is it necessary for the straight truth to be preached? Because we want you to cut loose of every idol, amen, and grab a hold to Jesus. And then one day we can say with the Lord, he can say to us, well done, thou good and faithful what? Amen? Servant. Because Jesus paid the price on Calvary. He denied himself, and he's calling for us to deny ourselves of this worldly stuff in this life so we can have the next life. But the devil says, oh no, live it all up right now. Have fun. Sow your wild oats. And when you get older, you can serve the Lord. But I'm here to let you know, you got folk in older age who are still dabbling in worldly things. Am I right? Because of what they listened to when they were a child. Ellen White says, a few, yes, only a few, of the vast number who people the earth will be saved unto life eternal, while the masses who have not perfected their souls and obeying the truth will be appointed to the what death? Second death. And I'm here to tell you, the devil makes the road to hell look very cool. Do you understand this right here? But there's nothing cool about going to hell. This is going to be serious, and a lot of people are going to burn there. But I'm here to tell you the gospel truth, to cut loose and repent of your sins, or you're going to perish. But I'm looking forward to going to a better place. Am I right, somebody? Isn't that beautiful? That's beautiful. That's beautiful. The heavenly city, the streets made of gold, but in heaven, there will be no worldly music being played. There'll be no country. There'll be no jazz. There'll be no rock. There'll be no salsa. There'll be no samba. There'll be no reggae. There'll be none of that foolish music. It'll only be music praises to God. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says in the Old Testament that God himself is going to sing. Amen. And we're going to live with him forever. Let me tell you this right here. Our music is to praise God. And keep this in mind. Our music should uphold the principles of the Bible. Am I right, somebody? No matter what it is, if the hip-hop lyrics don't uphold the Bible, let the lyrics go and the beats go. Am I right, somebody? Because let me tell you this right here. Those beats are nothing more than the key to open your soul to receive the spirit of that music. Do you understand this right here? Ellen White makes it very plain. The best way, the what kind of way? To prevent the growth of evil is to preoccupy the what? The greatest care and watchfulness is needed in cultivating the mind and sowing therein the precious seeds of what kind of truth? The Lord in his great what? Has revealed to us in the scriptures the rules of what kind of living, brothers and sisters? Holy living, and the devil knows that. So what he has done is he has created all these different types of music to talk about something other than living holy. Do you understand this right here? And what makes it so hard to break is because it makes us feel so good. It's like drugs. Drugs make people feel good. That's why they get high. Am I right, somebody? Boy, I don't care. Let me tell you this right here. I saw a thing on Facebook where the police closed down a crack house, only for the crack house to open up 2 days later, and it was a long line. You know why? Because people are looking for that next hit. Musical drugs is the same thing. Let me tell you about the music. Let me tell you, if we were going to do something and we had a famous singer come here, oh, you wouldn't have enough seats for everybody. Am I right, somebody? Because what happens, nothing wrong with good music now, but what happens is music is a drug. But God's going to have a people on earth, and they're called the 144,000 who are going to walk. Because let me tell you, if you don't want to be saved, somebody's going to be saved. Am I right, somebody? And Jesus says only a few are going to find the narrow way. Ellen White says, what are you doing, brethren, in this great work of preparation? Those who are distrustful of self and who are humbling themselves before God and purifying their souls by obeying the truth, these are receiving the what kind of mold? Heavenly mold, and are preparing for the seal of God in their where, somebody? Foreheads. And that's what it's all about. And let me tell you, Jesus was not bumping and grinding to the music of his day. He spent time in prayer. He spent time receiving power from above to give us power. And his example is to be ours as we seek God for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Amen? And the Bible says, let this mind be in who, somebody? You, which is also in who? And watch this right here. Do you know that the root word for the word music means to think. The root word for the word music means to think, meaning that music is the one thing that affects your thinking more than anything else on the planet. Did you hear what I said? But we need the mind of Christ. And if the music is not reflecting the mind of Christ, let it go. Let it go. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the what, somebody? If you're born of God, you'll overcome the music of the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our what, somebody? Faith. And let me tell you this right here. It's not an easy thing, but it can be done. God will have a people on this earth who will live purely and righteously before him. And I want to share this with you, brothers and sisters, as we bring this to a close, because we want to finish by 4:30, and I'll come with a message at 6 o'clock. Brothers and sisters, this hip-hop culture must be rejected. Have you seen that today, brothers and sisters? Whether it's the rock culture, the jazz culture, the country culture, whatever culture it is, if your music is not glorifying God, if it's not talking about Jesus, it's talking about the devil. And sad to say, there are going to be many people that are going to hear, who're going to come to that realization only when it's too late. But I'm telling you this right now, it's better for you to hear it from me right now than to hear it before God on Judgment Day when it's too late. Do you understand this right here? So, there are some of you that said you want to get a copy of my DVD. I have a full DVD with the full presentation. I have other videos on there that make it more plainer. If you want to get the DVD, go to my website at projectladderrain.org. Go to the donation page, and for a donation of $10, just make a donation to the ministry. And just say right on the captions, Truth Behind Hip Hop DVD. If you want to get it in a group for the young people, just go ahead and do it, $10 donation each so that you can get it. Go to my website at projectladderrain.org. If you just want to give a donation in general, you can just go ahead and do it or give it to me today or whatever. But what happens is, it's all about the truth. Amen? Yeah. Only reason why I don't have it because I sold out of copies and I got to get some more made when I get home. But we do have it right here. You can follow me on Facebook and on Periscope. And you can go to my website, and we can have some fun. What do you say out there? And what you will find out is that we're going to talk about some more stuff on the DVD. I do have some videos on there that I have not shown you, but this stuff is the real McCoy. We must prepare for glory. What do you say out there? And what we're going to do is this. We got about 11 minutes left before we close. What we want to do is this. We want to have a season of prayer. Can we have a season of prayer about this? And I want to ask, is there somebody in this room that is struggling with worldly music of any kind? It's not just hip-hop, but you may be struggling with this music or the lifestyle that this music is promoting, and you need special prayer, because let me tell you, this music was hard for me to give up. It was hard because it was so much a part of me, and God convicted me. It was time for me to let it go. And to let that music go was like cutting my arm off of my body without anesthesia. My right arm is dear to me, especially when you try to drive stick shift. Am I right, somebody? But what happens is this right here. I was willing to let that go. And the minute I let it go, God gave me victory. Is there a young person or a person older that needs prayer right now? Come to the front right now. If you're having a problem with whatever music you're struggling with and you want God to give you the power to give it up, come to the front right now. We just open it. I don't know who's here. Maybe a young person, maybe somebody older who is struggling. If you're struggling with this music and you need God to give you grace and strength to help you, let's come down to the front so we can pray and ask God to give you the power. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And as I like to say, God's not mad at us. He's not mad at you. He's not mad at her. He just wants to save us. Amen. There may be people struggling with worldly music. You are struggling. I mean, this thing is a toe-to-toe battle, and you need special prayer. Come to the front right now. You need God to give you power to give it up. And he's going to give you the power, but what you got to do is don't go back. You understand this right here? When you see it on YouTube, don't type it up on YouTube. Amen? Amen. Is there another one? Praise God. Five people. Amen. Praise God. Five people that Jesus died for to save. Amen. Is there another person that wants to come to the front and say, Pastor, I need special prayer to give up this music. I am hooked on this worldly music. I need to give it up. I have a problem in my life. I need you, Jesus, to deliver me. Come to the front right now. Amen. God is glorified. Amen. Is there another one? We got time for one more. All right, I'm gonna do a countdown. When I get to zero, all those need to come on down to the front, need to come on down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, come on down to the front. 5, 4, praise God, we got another one coming, amen. 3, is there another one? Is there another one? Is there another one? 2, 1. Can we form a circle? Can we hold hands? And can we pray? Let us come closer. You can hold her hand. Let's bow right now and pray. Father in heaven, we come before you in prayer, asking you, Lord, for this special group of people that have come down to the front. Lord, this music has had a hold on us in one way or another, and we need you to break it right now. Lord, we ask that you will perform a miracle, Lord. We ask that you will miraculously break the love of hip-hop in any form of music that is not like you in our hearts. Forgive us for listening to it. Forgive us for stopping for a while and coming back and listening to it, Lord God. Forgive us for even rehearsing the words with our lips, Lord God. Forgive us and wipe it away. And Father, every demonic spirit, every unclean demon that was associated with this music, may you remove it from our hearts and from our lives right now. So Father God, give them the power right now through the power of the Holy Spirit to give it up. And Father, remove the love of the world in their hearts and give us your love right now. Cast out the love of all worldly music and give us your grace and glory. So, Father God in heaven, in the name of Jesus, send forth your power and your spirit and seal our commitments as we come and pray at this front. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. 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 Praise God for you. Amen. Amen. We got about 7 minutes left, and what I want to do is answer any final questions that we have, because we do have to end at 4:30. We have our dinner at 5 o'clock, and I do got to prepare for 6 o'clock because I am tired right now. Amen. Amen. Is there a person that has a question? Is there a person that has a question? And we do have a microphone. Excuse me. We do have a microphone. Excuse me. We do have a microphone. We have two microphones. If somebody can probably be a moderator or something like that, if the person has a question, we got 7 minutes left. All right. Who has a question on this side or on that side? Just raise your hand so they can give you the microphone. If you got a question on anything that we presented here about this subject, please raise your hand right now. You got a young man here in the back.
Kind of an old man. Hey, what about the halftime show and the Super Bowl?
Say what?
The halftime show and the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, those halftime shows. I think that's pretty much self-explanatory. I don't know who did it this year, but I forgot who did it this year. But there's a Christian ministry that shows you how these performers who perform at these halftime shows are involved in the occult. Oh, yeah. So that's a very good observation. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I just had more like a comment. I think that not only hip-hop, but like techno music.
You gotta talk louder.
Oh, it's a comment. Not only hip-hop, but techno music and love songs are also. The Lord said, if you're not with me, you're against me. So anything that is not to worship and praise the Lord, then it's
against
the Lord.
That's right. And see, love songs play the role of a novel, because Ellen White says that novel reading just creates in the desire of the youth to believe that love and romance is the great object of life. And if you keep listening to all this love music, you're not going to want to be single. I'm already somebody. But what happens is they tell you to unite with somebody through a fornication relationship rather than a marriage covenant. Yes. Who else? Who else has a question? All right. Yes, ma'am.
Wondering, like, if we wanted to share maybe, you know, some of what you've shared with us today with a relative or whatever, is there any, like, I mean, I know there's your project Ladder Rain. You said we could get in contact with you to get
the DVDs,
right? But is there anything else, you know, that we can share that you know of anyways, and maybe kind of just even breaks it down simply or kind of highlights just the thought? Because I know a lot of people don't even think that, like, what's the harm in listening to, you know, hip-hop or whatnot?
So. Yes, Ivor, you know Pastor Ivor Myers, right?
I'm sorry?
You know Pastor Ivor Myers?
Oh, huh.
He has a good stuff on music as well, too.
Oh, okay.
Well, amen. Huh? Ivor Myers. He's a pastor in this conference. Amen. man of God. Yes, who else has a question?
Right here. Gina wants to know, but she's afraid to ask. That in the gymnasium, when it's all women working out and they're using motivational music, where's that stand?
Well, what happens is this right here. People, you know, one of the most motivational songs that people play is the song called, it's Michael Jackson's song. You know what the name of the song is, right? It's not Thriller, it's before Thriller. It's not Off the Wall, it's another song. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Oh, that song will have you pumped up. What happens is this right here. Tony Robbins, great, world famous motivational speaker, be using all that secular music, Beat It and all that kind of stuff. You don't want to get motivated off of that kind of stuff. We got to start training our minds to be motivated off of the word. Amen. And there's motivational songs that are spiritual. Amen. Singing from our hymn books. Amen. 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 That's a good question. But that's a good question. Yes. Who else has a question? Yes.
What about those for women? You know how they go and do yoga and all that stuff, and they listen to like.
Yoga is of the devil, brothers and sisters. Period. Do your research. Sitting in those kind of positions and stuff like that—that's channeling to another spirit in another dimension. And I was just looking. Anyway, it's a Seventh-day Adventist church. It was a guy I met last night at the hotel. He goes to a Seventh-day Adventist church in Loma Linda area, and they have yoga classes. Yoga classes. And people think that yoga is harmless, but yoga is demonic. Period. It's Hinduism. Do you understand this right here? The best thing to counteract yoga is prayer. Amen. Amen. Go ahead. Somebody over here. Somebody over here and somebody over here.
I have the microphone.
Who? Oh, okay, go ahead.
So let's say if there is a person, maybe you run into one that cannot really walk around, lock in home, and the computer is the only window to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So listening to your sermons, uh-huh, and convinced how they will replace.
Okay, for
how to replace.
Well, what happens is this right here. If a computer is the only way they can talk to the world, they just have to just make sure that they use it within Christian reason and religion. That's all. Because, I mean, I use a computer all the time. But what happens is I got to make sure that I'm not watching things or spending too much time on something when I can do it for something else. But that's for me. But for a person in a certain condition, you have to adapt it according to their circumstance within reason.
So you would say, like, let's say if the person, let's say, I don't know if she will be able to make decision. So I would have to make decision. I would have to stand next, watching.
Yes, and just monitor. Just monitor. You know, because maybe her education, maybe she's homeschooled through the computer. We understand that. But even then, you got to monitor that just to help her alone. But when it comes to just leisure and entertainment, it's in our leisure time that the enemy can get to us.
But then you need to replace it with something that it will be so powerful that it will not be depression, you know what I mean? You need to replace it with something powerful that will flow in.
That's right. That's why we got to be very careful. The Bible says, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. We got to make sure we guard the avenues of the soul. This person, that person over here, yes.
Have you heard of the Illuminati?
Have I heard of the Illuminati? Yes, I have.
What are your thoughts on it?
Man, I do a thing called Illuminati 666. Bottom line is this, secret, when I say Illuminati, we're talking about all these secret organizations for the purpose of coming together. Ellen White talks about how these secret societies, I'm just gonna put the Illuminati as all of these societies, are combining for world supremacy, and Satan is gonna come as Christ to deceive them, to go along with the Sunday law. That's what I ultimately feel. And all these secret societies talking about all these secrets and stuff like that, Jesus says there's nothing secret that won't be revealed. So they might as well tell me. Yes, this person right here.
I just had a question. On some of the gospel music sometimes we listen to, it's inspirational, but because we don't know the background of the singer, is there a danger there sometimes? Even though the music is very soothing, gospel music, and it's, you know, we hear all the good things in it, but is there a danger maybe because maybe the artist may seem like a Christian person, but then they may, is there any harm in, you know,
You know, it's almost like a preacher and stuff like that. You got preachers that preach good sermons, but, you know, they may not be living the life. What happens is this right here. If God reveals to you something about a singer, then you have to go before the Lord and ask him to give you wisdom what to do with their music. That's what I would say. Go ahead.
I was just thinking about, you know, people that are used to listening to this kind of music and then they're actually making a commitment in their mind and want to have a relationship with Christ. Sometimes, you know, when they start out trying to read the Bible, it's maybe not as exciting to them initially. Can you just give them some guidelines, give some guidelines and little words of wisdom to that transitional period?
Yes. So, you know, reading the Bible, what happens is you have to, number one, ask God to transform your mind first. Amen? Because if you're reading the Bible with an unconverted mind, it's going to be boring, and then you're not going to want to read it no more. But when you say, Lord, I surrender my mind to you, transform my mind, immediately open up the Bible, and the Bible will become interesting to you. And especially as you share the truths of the Bible to others, it really becomes exciting. That's just how it happened to me. So therefore, we train our minds. You know, with my children, I have them, they watch nothing but Bible-based stuff on YouTube, because I want their minds to love spiritual things. And I'm just driving at home here, I'm sitting here, my daughter sings hymns of Zion, amen, because of how you train them. So we got to just, it's about training. It's simple, but it's profound. Yes.
What about listening to, like, classical music and stuff? Because, I mean, that doesn't necessarily praise God, per se.
I've heard arguments for, I've heard arguments against it. I personally don't even like classical music. So you just have to ask the Lord what to do when it comes to classical. If you was listening to it, I wouldn't condemn you, but people say some of that's of the devil themselves, so I just have to leave that with the person. Go ahead.
Last question here. What about the like Indian music?
Indian music?
They do all this supposedly natural stuff, you know.
Is it spiritualism?
To me, it is.
Why is it spiritualism to you?
Because they're not praising God.
Then that's your answer. Great. Who else had a question? Who else had a question?
I'll just add a comment. I'll add a comment to it. When I came out of the Pentecostal church, many of you know, and I remember me and my brothers, we used to sit whenever a new artist came out, a gospel singer came out with a new album. We used to sit and try to name the hooks in the beats, what worldly song they came from. And we found, and every last one of them, we'd be like, oh, that's from this, or oh, that's from that song. And we used to play games with that. And so they do the same thing today. Mm-hmm. We call it recycling beats. Mm-hmm. But what happens is then, as you get a new generation, they really don't know anything about those old songs.
Right.
And so it sounds brand new to them. Oh, my mom used to tell us, we was listening to that back in the day.
Yep.
And Satan doesn't use, there's nothing new under the sun.
Nothing new under the sun.
The Bible lets us know in Ecclesiastes, huh? The thing that hath been is that which
shall be done.
Nothing new. Nothing. It's just that this generation, as we've been learning the last 2 days, there's a generation that has grown up with a tolerance for evil.
Mm.
And Jesus has already showed us this. And so things are which are, as we used to say, grandparents used to cringe at and wouldn't even think of, it is acceptable today.
That's right.
And it's amazing because it's been prophesied about already.
That's right. And one of the arguments that people use to justify playing worldly music in the church is they said that the hymn writer Martin Luther took a song called, remember the song, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God? They said that came from the bars and stuff like that. He took a worldly tune and put it to Christian words. So therefore, it's okay for us to do the same today. And people have drunken that Kool-Aid. But did you know a year later, Luther took that tune out? And even if he didn't, what a hymn writer do become the standard of right and wrong? David had more than one wife. Why can't I go and have multiple wives? Well, David did it, right? So what happens is you got to be very careful about it. We got to leave the worldly influences alone. And for those of you that are musicians, God will give you a song. Amen. And it'll be nothing wrong with it. Amen. Well, let us kneel for prayer as we close, and then we're going to eat our dinner, and then we'll come back at 6 for a final charge called stand. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we come before you in prayer, in Jesus' name, asking you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Seal our commitments, Lord God, and seal our love for you, Lord, and bless us as we prepare for our last meeting tonight. This we ask, Lord God, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, and may the impressions made last into eternity. In Jesus' name, let everybody say, amen.